So that is a really beautiful practice. It's easy to do. Instead of biting your tongue, now you know you don't have to suffer through those teeth marks. Just put the tongue on the roof of the mouth, the tip of it, and imagine you stepping over those silly words that you were going to say. Oh, a quarter step at a time. And then you make it to the back of your tongue. And your eyeballs aren't moving. You're like a deer in headlights. It's fixed. And you just go into that space of the tonsils, even if you don't have tonsils anymore. You just go there in that space where they were. And that space is connected to the space of divine beings. So when you get in the right head space, you're putting your thoughts into that, your awareness into that, that's a good space to be in. Because there you will think. And then that will get translated into the tongue, and then the tongue will say the thoughts, express the thoughts or not. And if they don't, bonus, some other wisdom will come through, and then we'll shift the situation. So that's a simple, easy technique to do, and thanks for joining those of you who need to go. Those of you who are going to stay, we're going to open the line for the open discussion. Those of you who need to go, you can listen to the recording. It's going to be posted to the blog. And then you can just, download it, listen to it whenever you want. But try to do this meditation. The meditation will be separated out. And it's very short, but it's profound. And we want to do that all the time. That's what Dr. Pillai wants to give us, really simple. These are the ultimate teachings, meaning they're the simplest teachings. They're the highest intelligence. We just have to remember to do them. And any given moment in time, not just when we're sitting on our meditation pillow, cushion, lying down. Can do it while you're watching TV. You're wasting time anyways doing that, so why don't you put that in there? Not that it's a waste. No, I'm not saying, oh, you should live a Puritan life and don't have any TV. Just don't let that pull you. Let your me cultivate a good meditation practice every day. And every day that will build, that consciousness will build in you. And that will be a better consciousness to help you to think properly. So you don't get into situations where you say it's his or her fault or it's my fault. Your fault and you beat yourself up. We don't want that anymore. It's the golden age. Things have to, in a wink of an eye, the whole body has to turn into light. Not light as in, the lamp light or ghee light or light of the sun in the sky. It's a light that is grace. And we need that to flow through us all the time so that it impacts us to do, think, say, and do the right things. Right things meaning, wisdom isn't about necessarily right or wrong. It's about knowing what to do in the gray. That's life is all about gray, Sometimes you have to yell at someone because they're just about to step in front of a bus. You have to scream and yell and pull them so they don't get killed or harmed, right? So is it appropriate to scream and yell at everybody? Every day, no. But there are situations where you have to. So you catch the drift, right? All right, as we're drifting back to our consciousness, I'm going to open the line. And then we can have some questions, some comments, some sharing, something. You just need to press star 6 if you want to ask a question or if you'd like to share an experience that you've had maybe in the meditation just now or in your own practice. Or maybe you are getting ready to see Dr. Ply. He's going to be moving from Singapore to, where is he going next? I think London. There's a London event. Some people I know who are going to London. Or live in London and they're going to go see him. And maybe they want to share about their experiences. Or some people want to share about experiences seeing or being with Dr. Ply in person. And then that can help to inspire others. Hey, if you haven't been able to and he's there, go. It's amazing. Not just because you go get to see this guy talking and taking you through some of your whole life will change because you're in that, you're immersed in that wisdom that comes through. And that wisdom will get into you deeper. Because he's not just a lecturer or an entertainer, he's quite entertaining too. That's fun. As if that wisdom will make you, it will stir your soul. Not too many people, you can sit in lectures and get motivated because the energy of the room is so cool, and then you get home and you go, whoa, that, okay, my life. Now what do I do? But that wisdom that comes through the master is, and he's channeling the most ultimate teaching for you or anyone or all of us around the world. Even if we're not there in his presence, we get that through every practice that we do. There's a woman I know, she had taken the light body programs, the year-long ones, and then she made a big life change, so that was a decision to, couldn't do it this year, this past year. The light body enhanced program. And she continued on with the teachings, and then she said, I would meet her regularly, over Skype, because I coach her as well. And she said to me, she would say stuff, and I go, my God, you were at that event. You got all the teachings. How do you know that? Because I would go get on a plane and go to an event. Across, several hours of a couple of time zones. And then I would talk to her and she would say the exact thing that was taught. And I go, seriously? Like how, I laugh about it. I know it happens. So when we're tuned in to Dr. Ply, we're going to get the essence of his teachings. Now, does that mean never go and see him? No, I'm not saying that. That's something that your soul, only you will know. And only the divine will make you to go, just like it made me get on a plane, go to Mount Shasta. Right? It may, literally, I was like, not kicking and screaming not to go, but it was everything inside of me was saying, you shouldn't go. But then something was stirring, and then the opportunity came. And I'm so glad I wasn't, blocking myself. That's what we do in life. We block our own success. Like, silly me. But then when you come back to your life, because that is instilled in you, that wisdom is instilled in you, it will grow. It will never go away, and it will guide you. Some other experiences, lectures that go on, that can help you to a certain extent, but then it fades if you don't do the things. To a certain extent, if you don't pay attention to the practices and the teachings or, coming together as a group meditation and immersing yourself in that on a regular basis, that can go too. So it's that spiritual muscle is like the muscle that you want to work out, when you go to the gym and you want to change the shape of your body and all the rest. The benefits come after that. And same with the brain. If you don't read or explore or challenge the brain, then you will be dull in your thinking. You'll be slow to think and then speak and then do. Ideas won't come to you because you'll just be like I was, have experienced before I met Dr. Pillai, was just going through the motions. Yep. Okay, how many years I have to go by this? Oh, great, I have that. So what? Don't feel it. Not feeling the love. And there are times on this path where I'm going, oh, I'm not feeling the love here. Make a different choice. That's it. So there are maybe some people who are going to see Dr. Pillai, or they have seen him in other events, and they can share how that has impacted their life. Or you could share about, the webcast that was happening, the Ultimate Teaching webcast. That's free now. So that's free teachings that you can use every day, and you don't have to sit down on your meditation cushion and light the lamp and the incense and put flowers. You can do that. That's beautiful. You can do it as your child is screaming and yelling, and you don't know what else to do. And just stick that tongue on the roof of your mouth. Count 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop your eyeballs. Stop your tongue. Ziplock, forget about the schlock. And in an instant, that kid's behavior will change, or you will know exactly what needs to be done. It will be done with grace. It will be smooth. Or, you know, with your husband, wife, boss. And it won't be like, oh, God, I hate this situation. And you play that story out. Guess what? You'll be hating that situation. Oh, life is fun, right? That's Jupiter talking through, because we have to get the optimism. We have to feel it at least once a year, right? One month a year. That's nice. As the sun's moving into its own sign. You may have a sun in Leo in your chart, in your birth chart, and you're like, what is she talking about? I don't feel the king in my life at all. Well, there are times where the king loses the kingdom and has to start all over again. But you have that consciousness to know that if you make the wise decisions and you have the wise counsel, call in the deities, because these peeps aren't doing it, right? So you call in all, you take that time, money, and energy to cultivate that, wake it up inside of yourself, and stop thinking with the tongue and saying with the tongue and doing after you say think the silly things that keep perpetuating the past, which was so 5 minutes ago. Then you'll be calm. And now is the time to explore that royalty consciousness. Get a new haircut, or if you can't afford a haircut, change the style of how you blow your hair dry or shape your hair. Stick some mousse in it. Do something to make you to see some new perspective of yourself when you look in the mirror. That's one. You can change your clothes. Hey, it's a great season because sales are on now. Can get some good deals. Sales are always on, by the way. Just watch. Go to a store. Watch how you're being pulled. Oh, my God, I really love that. I just wanted it. Wait 2 weeks. Okay, I could. I like it, but I don't know what I really saw in that. Wait 2 more weeks. Well, I still really like it. Wait, too, it's on sale, 70% off. Okay, I'll get it. That's how it is. We are like the kids in the Toys R Us. We want, we want, we want, we want. And that's true. I'm not saying you shouldn't have it. Just be wise. Think twice about, or in my case, like five times, about what it is that you're doing until that becomes your habit. You get into the habit, and then you're not even thinking anymore. You're just like, there I go, wanting to spend money because I'm emotional now. Or there I go, I'm going to say something because I'm emotional now. And you can say, well, I'm not emotional, I'm quite logical. Okay, that's true. Still, there's something that's coming in and making you to block them. And then how's it going? Nobody wants to be around people who are totally analyzing all the time. Or rational all the time. There's no life. There's no spontaneity. I'm not saying those people who are logical, there's no. Just get balanced. You know, then you'll be moving with grace and ease. And you won't have dis-ease or disease. And you won't be dissed. People will be looking at you and you'll know something's not right. Yeah, they're just saying that. Why is that person having a smile on their face? They don't really like what I'm saying. And then you'll cultivate that kind of thing. So we're here to wake up inside of us that which is no longer serving our highest and best. Yeah.
Hi, Sucharita. It's Jermaine.
Hi, Jermaine. How are you?
Good. I'd like to know a little bit more about your coaching program and how I could get involved with you.
Yeah. So you can just send an email to sucharita@plycenter.com.
Uh-huh.
And what we'll do is we'll set up a coaching call. It can be either 30 minutes, 60 minutes, or 90 minutes. You can have some questions, or we can just open up the conversation. You can tell me why you would like to get some coaching, and then we can go from there.
Okay, great. I'll send you an email. Thank you.
Fabulous, Jermaine. Anything else that you wanted to share?
You know, I did send an email just last week. I don't know if you got it because I asked for a call. I put my phone number in.
Yeah, please check your inbox.
I never got anything back. So
all right, let me check again.
I'll send another one. I'm very interested in, of course, Dr. Fly's program. Every time you listen to it, just like inspires you to the nth degree.
The ultimate teaching.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's like, you know, and then when he says, oh, it's going to be the last year that he's teaching and
I know.
You're doing that, it just makes you want to do it more, you know. So I have till September 3rd. So I know the 25th is the cutoff for the early bird special, but miracles do happen. So I'm keeping my mind and heart open to that miracle. So that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, we'll talk about that in our coaching call.
Yes.
And then also just to share with everybody here, because there are people who I'm in communication with recently, and I've been talking to about 100 people in the past week, and the what's happening with everyone is their soul is saying, they want to do this. They want to
do it. That's what the soul
says. Yeah. And here's the thing is that, yes, that can be, but we also, I don't want to say but because I don't want to block that, it's we also have something inside of us that we have to get very clear in our decision. And then once we're in that space of, okay, I've done everything that I can, now I have to. I've been creative in how I could, make this monthly payment. Or this desire is so strong, my faith is overriding. And it is going to help me because I know the guidance that is going to come from Dr. Ply and this program is going to transform my life. That's what we're investing in. If you don't have that kind of passion or excitement coming through, then I recommend don't do it. if you have that passion and it's so moving you and it's so inspiring you, and the fear of not doing it is not going to overwhelm you, it's actually pushing you to do it, then the doors open. Just like for me, I was like, I could have all the reasons in the world why I wasn't going to Mount Shasta, and they were so bang on perfect. And then out of nowhere, it came as a partly as a gift. It was a hat, you know. It's like how I am shopping. I just wait, and then I get the 50% off.
Well, so, you know, even when I went to the goddess thing, and it came right here to my city. You know, it's like the money did magically appear, and you know, it just, you know, I know stuff happens. So it's like, but it's also keeping yourself grounded while it's all happening. Do you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. That's perfect how you said it. We want to be our feet on the ground and, you know, raising ourselves up to that level where we're saying, okay, God, it's up to you now. I'm here, poured in, and that wisdom will come in, or that support will come in, that guidance will come in, and then you'll take the steps from there. So just, you know, as far as you're going to go, we're going to talk more about that in depth and
right.
You know, more personal one-to-one. So we'll get that set up. I'm sure I sent it to you. I'll send it to you again.
I just looked under Sucharita, and all I have is away from 6/2/14. I don't have anything from you recent. So.
That's okay.
That's why I figured I would ask during this call, because, I mean, you know, it's like if you want something, like I set my time aside to listen yesterday, you know, to hear more about it. And it just was really totally more exciting, you know. So I just, you know, it's like you say, if you really want to break through your boundaries or you want your life to change, you have to do something different. But you also, not just something different, because people try something different all the time, but if it isn't on the whole basis of your consciousness being really changed and moved, nothing's going to change. Or, you know, who wants to change things just from the ego sense? Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's like you want to get to that level of pure consciousness, which can really change your life and take off. So, you know, it's very empowering. And even when Mount Shasta came, you know, I don't stop anything just because you don't have the money on hand, because things can happen. But I didn't feel in my heart that that was a place for me to go. You know what I'm saying? So it's
Absolutely.
Like all of a sudden when you hear your heart's desire and you hear it and it's calling and whatever, it's like you have to pay attention, and then you have to see what you can do or not do. You know, like lots of times I just have to sit back and just be quiet, and I say, oh, something can happen. I don't know what that is. What is it? And listen. So I'm trying to listen and hear. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So. And I just found the email here. I sent it 3 days ago to your Germaine Leonard, right?
Yeah, at yahoo.com. GERMAINELEONARD at yahoo.com. So try send it again. Send it again.
I will forward it right now.
Okay.
Not that I'm just like, I'm not sure I sent it to you.
Now, are you working actually with 100 people who are actually trying to?
Yeah.
Wow. And they're all trying to get on this course?
Well, there's about a third of them have. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's just like getting clarity. And I don't know what that's going to look like for anyone, but please reach out if that's something that is really pulling at you to do.
Yeah.
And you've looked at your life too, like you said, Germaine, like you've looked at everything. You've looked at creative ways to do it. You've looked at, okay, if I value it this way, you know, if I put my time, money, and energy into something else, and I know that's going to be like the GMO ginger that I was talking about, you know, versus
right.
the real stuff. You're going to get those benefits, you know? So
right.
that's worth it to you, to each and every one of us in a different way. We want to value. We want to know what that value is. And then
right.
the mountains move.
And then, you know, I know it's 8:50 if you do by the 25th. And, of course, they said they'd give you a couple days. But then I thought it was 9:50 if you waited to the 3rd. But she kept saying it was 900 if you wait to the 3rd, September 3rd. So is it 900 or 950? Do you know?
Well, just let me tell you, Germaine, if you just put in your consciousness what you can afford and you put that forth, that could be it.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
And I'm saying that to everybody. I'm saying it to everyone because God only knows what will get accepted and what won't.
Mm-hmm.
As mm-hmm. your heartfelt desire and what is in alignment. Because, yes, there are certain, you know, so that's like school, you know, when mm-hmm. you or a training course. There are exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
There are groceries, there are loans, you know, we don't have that kind of thing. But we,
right.
on the level of Dr. Ply, he will tune in. He doesn't even have to know who anybody is. And he will
right.
say yes or no. Because that's
okay.
what we do. We run it by him.
Uh-huh. Because I know, like, in the past, like, you know, all through my life, I think my soul's always been open to courses, whatever. I've taken courses. And lots of times you go through the whole effort of getting, going, whatever. And then you get really expanded during that course. And then when you come back to your life, there's a big contrast. And what I really like about this program is you don't have to go anywhere. You can be in your own life and you can do it. And I think that it incorporates it more because it's like, you know, we can all be uplifted. And it's like, how does it work? You know, you get uplifted and then you come back and you can't hold it all in a way. I don't know. But I really love the fact that I can be at my home, be in my work, be in my job, and I could still be doing this because it's like, who knows then what would happen, you know, what expansion could happen and what changes could occur.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's the joy of it, you know. So anyways, anybody out there who's thinking of it, they should really follow the impulses of their heart and you know, take the next step or do what you can to take the next step and see where it takes you, you know, because that's great that there's so many people who are wanting to take that course. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, we've got a pretty good enrollment now, but there's people right now that are saying, oh, my God, something, I can't stop thinking about this. How am I going to do this? And then that's when we have a call together and then they get clarity because, you know, I'm objective. I don't know you at all. But you're
right.
telling me your story and what you're doing, and then we can get a different perspective. And
right.
Whatever, and it's not going to be me solving your problem or you solving. Something will open up for you. And I don't
right.
know what
it's
it
like,
is.
Everybody's right. It's like you just kind of go through your day. And, I mean, I'm on that Millionaire Mind program, and, you know, I was really diligent now because you know how you get a program and then you don't spend the time with all the techniques, right? Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a statement the other day is that when you get a program, you should really commit to 90 days, you know, where you really put your full attention on it. You know, you really do the practices and like that. So in any case, around Guru Purnima, you know how you do, there's other things that I do too, but I said, no, I got to get really clear and just focus on one thing. You know, it's like Dr. Ply. And so I kind of stopped some things that I was doing because I just want to put my attention on one thing. And then I said, oh, look at this Millionaire Mind class. Okay, this is what I have. I already have it in my possession. I need to start doing it diligently, you know. And I am feeling changes in my system and there's things happening. You know, they're all in the works kind of thing. And I know that the outcome is going to be good. And it's just you don't know the timing of everything. You know, like, do you know what I'm saying? It's like you just take your steps and then it's almost like, what is it, established in, Maharishi used to say this, be established in Satwa and everything happens. Or, you know, you let the universe move through you, not you trying to do everything. And that's one thing that, you know, is important to do is to stop trying, let go and let things, you know, happen for you because it's not you doing it. It's really the divine moving through you, wouldn't you say?
Jermaine, I think you should be one of the teachers in the program. love it.
I do have that skill. I do have that skill. And when Dr. Ply was here, he talked about eventually having a program for older people, you know, like who are retired. And of course, I'm 62. But it's like he said, you know, retirees, what do they do? What do they do with their life? Okay, they have the grandchildren, they have things that they like, activities. But, you know, that's a time when things should really start transforming for people or really making changes. And he said he's going to do a program sometime. He'll come back to Florida. He'll do a program for, you know, people who are retired or whatever. And I think about them because you see how retirees are really suffering in some ways. They might have finances, money. They might not have the health they need. They might not have the clarity that they need. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing my struggles with my father. And it's like, you know, knowledge is so purifying and transforming that that would be a great time and a way for people to spend their later years. You know, that's what I'm seeing. So with that in mind, we'll see what happens, right?
It's a beautiful manifestation, Jermaine, and I'm going to hold you to it because I want that energy to come through you for all those.
Yeah, yeah. And then I thought, you know, if I'm stepping into like a new future for my life, which I believe I am, one teacher told me a long time ago that at the, you know, age of 65, it could be 62, whatever, people can do their greatest work. Do you know that? In their later years. And the reason they can do it is that they're no longer like the football of other people's opinions. They know themselves. They have a gift to give. And, you know, it's like they shouldn't be retiring. They should be able to expand and do their greatest work. And the other thing, too, is I don't really feel that a lot of people really know. Like, we always think of what we do or our work as being action, you know, like accomplishing something in the material realm. But, you know, meditating and doing these mantras is such beautiful service to the entire planet that I think the focus really needs to change from the doingness of something, you know, creating something, but also knowing that you're doing great work when you're meditating. It's awesome. And that's a great thing. And also about the children's thing, I got an email the other day that they were behind, right? You know?
I know.
So, yeah, so it's like, yeah, it is sad. But I got the email and I said, okay, you know, like, okay, oh, I really want to go on this course. Okay, so what can I do? And you know what? Before I even got the email, I thought, you know, I should give some money to the children's group, whatever. You know, if it's a small amount, I was thinking $25. And then what happened is I saw the email how they needed $35,000, right?
Yep.
So I thought, oh, I could give $35, you know, so I upped it $10. And I sent that gift away because even when it was Gina talking about how you could think of the money that you're putting this into as seed money, and I know about seed money, I know about tithing, I know about all those things, and I know the more you give, the more you receive. So it's like, you know, it's also not only what do I want, but what can I give in this moment to open the doors and expand the doors for my acceptance of something more. So I just putting a plug in also for those kids because I really love those kids. I love that program. I think that if children are taught at a very early age those sounds, they're going to have a whole total different life. And I really, really, really appreciate that work and all the schools that they're getting into. They're now, I read that they're even in school in Michigan, I think it was, and that's originally where I'm from, but they're in Mexico. They're all over the place, and it's going to be vibration and sounds that change this planet, and the schools are in such messed up places anyway that, you know, if sounds could get into those schools, those children would really have a great opportunity to really become the fulfillment of the purpose that they were sent here. They would find their direction. They would find their purpose. I read someplace that, you know, if we just called on the divine plan for your child or for your children or for yourself, you'll find yourself, you know, going to that. And I just think that children, I think that those children, even though they might not have homes or the best, they have actually the greatest opportunity because of the knowledge that is coming through the schools. It doesn't matter how they've been born or who their family is, but their life has a chance to change totally, and through them, the whole world could change. So I just think it's the best project in the world.
It is, and you know, this is not you speak. I don't really know you, Jermaine, but this is not.
Right.
I can feel the energy of the grace coming through, and that's what's we're being drawn to talk about this. We're being drawn to take the action because, like you said, it is. Planting the seed, we have to have some sort of stake that makes us, we have to make a stake in our life, you know, we have to make an investment, we have to take a step that's going to be making it worth our while. We want to see the results of this. So if you say, well, I'll give a penny, you have to say to yourself, really, is that going to motivate you? Is that really the energy that's going to come through? Well, that's all I have, and I don't have any more. Okay, well, great. You know, keep it. Maybe you need that. You know, give your time.
Right.
You can volunteer. You don't have to necessarily, you know, I'm just saying it's easy for me because I don't have to, I got so much on my plate. I still want to do that, and I know that it's a great program. I've done that, you know, from years ago and watched the kids now. They're all in college, and they're doing all these great things in the world, and they're super balanced kids. We used to call it the Super Kids Program.
Yeah, and, that's great.
You know, I didn't know. Dr. Plyda said, okay, get a bunch of kids together. You know, 50 families came with their kids, and we had 100 people in the place here in Toronto. And Dr. Ply came, and he said, okay, teach these sounds. And so we taught them to these kids. Now they're in their 20s, finished school, in college, or just finishing up their college or going into college. And these kids have been balanced from day one. And they came from not that they were living in poor conditions or anything, but they came from real challenges, you know, going on with the family, going on with their environment. And now these kids are doing huge things in their life on a global level. And their thoughts, I talk to them now, they're so quiet, steady, and they have these tremendous ideas.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's just like, And what are you doing with those ideas? Oh, I'm doing this, this, and this, and I'm a part of this, this, and this, and I'm going, oh, I'm just crying like, oh, my God, this is amazing, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to hope for them anymore. They are just doing, and you know that they're doing the right things, you know, and they bypassed, they didn't have to be segregated into a private situation. They were immersed in all, I was surrounded with kids who were going through drugs, you know, like, all the kinds of things that they may have been faced with. But they just knew that the divine was navigating them through all of it and transforming other kids' lives by their own example. So it's not just, you know, helping the kids who are impoverished or underprivileged. It can help. If we could get these sounds into the schools and the colleges, even the kids who have so much money and they...
Oh, that would really help them too, right? That would help
too. Because they're going sideways, you know?
Well, you had said it yourself earlier in the talk about how, you know, as you get older, we have to give back to the younger people so that they can really be uplifted and encouraged, you know? And there's one quote from a movie I saw recently, and it was, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, you do it in a group, and it's like when you think about it, it's like, I don't personally have any children. I didn't have any children, but I love children. So for me, this is a great thing because it's like, I can contribute to children, you know, and have a big picture, you know, universal children or, you know, all the children. And it's like, you know, it's really, it's just wonderful because it's not, you know, you can do something for one child, but when you can do it for a group, I think that it would have such great benefit and such huge ability because you want to go far, but you want to do it for the whole, not just for little, small one or two people. You know, it's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you for all your work and all your inspiration. Sundays are inspiring, and you do a great job. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Jermaine. So check your email.
I will. I'll check my email. I'm checking it right now. Hold on.
Okay.
So fun. Where are you? What state are you in right now?
I'm in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, so it should be here. All right. I don't have it yet, but I'm sure it's
seriously?
On.
Okay. I have to check. Send me your email again because the one I have is Jermaine Leonard. Sorry, everyone. This is just one of those moments, right? And you are
at Yahoo.
Yeah, I've got JermaineLeonard@yahoo.com. It came from Sutri.plycenter.com. Check your spam.
Okay, I'll check my spam. All right, thank you.
All right, Jermaine.
All right, take care.
Thanks, you too. Send me an email if you don't get it.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks. So that's inspiring, and that's what I've been up to. And I'm like talking to people from around the world day and night. And I'm someone said to me yesterday, I said, okay, well, I can talk to you at midnight because it'll be 9 p.m. your time. And she was like, no, that's too late. I said, no, seriously. I don't know. There's an energy moving through me that is allowing me to do these, you know, do this service because it's such a great, it's so exciting. Like Jermaine was saying, we can go on our spiritual path and do our thing, and that's fine wherever you are. But I'm telling you, when you get into this energy where you can just be used as a tool, that's what I say to Dr. Pillai, just use me up, you know. Keep pouring in that intelligence so that I can live a more fulfilling, more rewarding, and purposeful life. I don't know what that's going to look like on a day-to-day basis. I kind of have an idea. But the people, the interactions I'm having with people, the energy that's coming through when two or more people meet in the name of God or the name of the divine, oh, wow, it really is. You know, there is some difference between two people meeting on the street and going, hey, flipping you the finger or something. Or two. You know, it's like that's a different energy. But the energy that's coming in and the intelligence that comes in when, you know, two people come together and they want to do something with this energy coming in, it moves the mountains. And by the end of last night, I was just like, I didn't have to meditate. I was already meditating. So thank you, everyone, for reaching out and asking for guidance, because what was coming through us, coming together, was tremendous. And it's such a blessing. So that's, again, when we, you know, people would say to me, you're spiritual, like you're kind of, you know, especially coming from my background that was so logical, okay, you take logical steps in life and this is what you do, and then, you know, after 10 years of post-secondary education, you have a couple of degrees and this is what you do next. And not that that wasn't going to be a good life. It was just like, is that it? I have to have something more. And then the divine came and wiped it all out, and then I was like, oh, my God! And then Dr. Pillai said, don't worry, I'll tell you as you go along. And he just said those few words, and that's what's been the words of wisdom, the pearls, that no matter what has gone on since then, two decades fast forward, that's what I'm, the cultivation and the culmination, like Jermaine was saying, it's all coming together, and it is all that wisdom is now going to just explode. And it is. It's not going to. It is as it's been going along, but now it's been amplified because the time that we are now is the time of the golden age. Jermaine was saying about the elderly. These are your golden years. They don't call it that for nothing. This is where you don't just get a gold watch and retire and then that's it, time up. Watch the ticking on your beautiful gold watch. Ticking of time going away. Who cares about that? It will hurt your arm. You don't want it on your arm anyway. So we want to have that golden light come in, that intelligence, that wisdom, so we don't have to do too much. People will come and ask us, so we don't have to move our bodies too much. That's why, you know, when Dr. Pillai says this is going to be his last teachings or possibly the last year-long program, he said that before and 20 years later, but now he's 20 years older in the physical form. And so I'm saying, oh, this could be it, you know, because he can impact from, because we have technology. We didn't have this great technology as we do now. So he could be in the Himalayas and transmitting the information that we need. You know, so it is, if it's something that is pulling you to do this ultimate teaching program, the year-long program, someone said to me recently, and I know this person's case, we've been coaching back and forth over the years, and different programs, and then we met up, and she just said she jumped even from ultimate teaching to the enlightened entrepreneur. And I said, I know, when I saw that course, I thought of you, but I didn't want to say anything to you because you know, I don't want to put my ideas. And she had said, no, this is me. I want to do that so much. And so that was coming at me, like pulling my heartstrings for her. And then she's, all right, I'm doing this. And I know this woman. She will, when she sets her mind to something, it doesn't matter if it's the thing isn't there, the money isn't there, the time or the reason, you know, whatever, it's, she will pull that into alignment and then make it happen. And the divine, because the divine wants someone, the divine wants you to focus on that one thing, just, and it doesn't have to be the end all be all. It's just for right now, be in alignment, be receptive to what it is that the divine is saying to you in this moment in time. And that is the seed. And then all your actions, you'll put your money towards that, you'll put your energy towards that, you'll put your time towards that, you'll put all your attention to it, and it will grow instantaneously. Boom, the solution will be there. Right? So how do you do that with the spiritual teachings? Is just put your, close your eyes. Don't let your eyeballs move. Put the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Stop your tongue from shivering and feeling stressed out and strained as it's releasing all the thoughts that are stuck in it, that are gumming it up. Mm-hmm. And let that carry on, but just go step by step down to the back of your throat. And in that space, you will receive something. Something will inspire you. And it won't take too long, because this technology has been there forever and ever and ever, and that's what the yogis have learned. You can change your life in 400 millionths of a second. That's how long the divine takes. And some wisdom, some pearl will be there. It will be planted and it will guide you, just as it did for so many people's lives. And Jermaine was saying, she's 62. You know, Prabhupada, the guy who, the saint, he started the movement, the Krishna consciousness. He's almost dead. Dr. Ply has told this story so many times, and it inspires me today. Because I don't think of retiring. I think of, oh my God, what can more can I do? I don't have too much time. Mm-hmm. And so he was in love with Krishna, the Lord Krishna, the Hindu god, form of Vishnu. And he just prayed and prayed and prayed. Poor guy, nothing. But he was, by and by, became this person that people would go to. And then he was like, I think in his 75, something like that, older. And that's when the wisdom was at the best. And he said, okay, keep using me, Lord. I'm not dead yet. Okay, get on a boat. Go to North America. Well, I don't have any money. My health isn't too good. And he actually suffered a couple of heart attacks on the way over. No, back then, no emergency or, you know, intensive care or CCU, cardiac care. He didn't have any of that. He just suffered it and kept praying. Don't know what I'm doing. Get on the boat. Go. Then he landed here and people started coming, and all of a sudden, he's got the Hare Krishna movement, because it was needed at that time. And it continues to be. So he, I was blessed enough to go to the places, the birthplace of Krishna and Radha and Chaitanya and all those in India where it began, and then thinking about this Prabhupada, went to his place where he, passed. And the energy there was just like, oh my God, here's a guy who everybody would consider an old man, almost half dead, you know. And he came alive and created the soul consciousness that continues on even after his death. So be used up by the Lord. Whatever that looks like for you, Christianity, the Holy Spirit, you know, Buddhism, Hinduism, all the gods, goddesses. They're all divine aspects of yourself. They're all divine sparks within you, either in this lifetime or another lifetime, or you're revisiting and you leave it and you cultivate something else. That energy has to be expressed because it's not you. It's the divine saying, it's the golden age and get busy. No, you don't have the excuse because you're too young. No, you don't have the excuse because you're too old. Stop it. The divine is there. And the divine is going to inspire. And when you're inspired, then you will be in the right place at the right time, getting the right food for the soul. And then that will uplift you, uplift others, and so the story goes. Yeah, is there someone there? Oh, well, we've just been immersed into and a bit coming on to 2.5 hours. How you doing? Time flies when you're having fun, right? Flies for me. I love it when people say, oh, Citrita, that's what I went. I discovered in Mount Shasta, I met all these people who are like, oh, my God, I love your calls. I do my ironing and my laundry. I travel with you on the subway. I'm in my car and I find myself being, you know, immersed in a conversation or discussion or, you know, whatever is coming through. And I think about, okay, what can I do? You know, I get inspired and I just said the spirit is moving through, right? It doesn't have to be like the old days where we were in a, you know, maybe lifetimes together ago. I thank God for Dr. Pillai because I have visions of lifetimes in the ashram. Oh, God. Not that that's a bad thing, all those people who have been in ashrams. Please, that's what your soul needs to do, and God bless you, and you're doing great work. But for me, it's like, no, I'm glad he doesn't have that kind of guidance for us. He's saying, okay, you've done enough lifetimes of that. In fact, there was one point I said to Dr. Pillai, I don't see any hope. So put me in an ashram. He goes, you'll hate it. He says, the bugs, the food. You'll have to meditate all day long. You can't do that. And I said, you're right. You know, I can barely do my own, you know, meditations. And he knew that. So, you know, yeah. We're lucky because, like Germaine was saying, we can listen to this stuff that moves, the spirit is moving through, or there's inspiration coming in some way and it's making sense to us and we can use it in our everyday life. So I was really happy to have met a lot of you who are in this program and in other programs as well, because I'll be one of the teachers in the Ultimate Teachings program and coaching there as well. So it'll be fun. It's an adventure when you can grasp, when you can be in a group, like Germaine was saying, and you have there's a purpose that's beyond just your spiritual seeking. You found something. So just play in this for as long as you can. Enjoy it. Revel in it. You know, take whatever pearls you can out of it. And maybe you'll continue on and maybe you won't with Dr. Pillai, but it doesn't, you're here and in the now and we can do so much together. In a very short period of time. So if you've been on the path, you know, like I said, there's a lot of people who've been on the path, Maharishi, or they've studied in other, you know, maybe different religions, different cultures, different meditations, different spiritual practices, and this becomes part of their kit, their tool bag, you know. Great, use it, but do something with it too, because spiritual people don't want to just do something for themselves. They start out that way, but then they go, okay, God, I'm so sick and tired of me. Like, you want to say, divine, move through me and help me to understand what I need to do in this next moment. And then that will unfold, whatever it has to unfold, for yourself and for others, maybe even the world, maybe even the universe. Oh, yes, it's not a maybe. It is. Because you'll have that experience where you'll be in touch with some divine thought or idea comes through you in a fraction of a second that transforms your life and transforms everyone's life. That's it for me. I think we're full. So enjoy this week ahead. Please check out Ply Center. Please check out AstroVet under the specials for AstroVet. There's some great services that are coming up. We've got Ganesha's birthday. He removes obstacles. We've got Lord Krishna. Since we started talking about Prabhupada, that's because I'm just open to whatever needs to be said and shared, and then can give you ways to experience it for yourself. So these services and programs that are offered through AstroVet and Ply Center will really help you to understand that. Because for some reason, your soul is saying, okay, I need to be here and have this experience, pull this intelligence in because it's available. It's like showing up for the party at the right time and then go have fun. You know, if you show up to the place and the party's not happening on that time, well, it could be fun, but in a different way, you know? So we're aligning you with these timings that will help to inspire you, help to, help you to progress in both your spiritual and material pursuits. So check that out, specials, AstroVet. See what you're resonating with, and don't freak out, oh, I can't afford it. You know, okay, great, just read about it. And then see what you can afford to do or not do. And then you'll find, oh, my God, that's totally affordable. I can do that. Or, wow, I'm so glad they have these premier programs. I feel like I need my whole life rocked right now. And it's the best gift that you can give to yourself. And then in doing that, you're helping a lot of other people, too. There's a lot more involved. Besides you just putting your name into the thing. You're employing people. You're bringing that consciousness to the whole world. So like Jermaine was saying, you're participating in something that you think is for you, but look what the impact is. So it's the greatest impact you can have. Tremendous. So that, and then the Ultimate Teaching Program or the Enlightened Entrepreneur Program, send me an email to sutrita@plycenter.com, and I will be happy to share with you whatever it is that I can share with you that's going to help you to move forward with that or in another direction that is more affordable or with that you're resonating with. Okay, it's not like the consequence or the, you know, the second prize, you know. It's like this is what you can do right now at this time, and you're going to be comfortable in the sense that you're going to be in alignment with that. And then you can make your decision. After you leave me, then your decision is, no, I can do this, or I can do this, and it's going to be just as right for you, okay? So don't think that you can't get support out there. You can. And then also send an email to Marie at Ply Center, although I'm on Skype with her every day for the whole day that she's there at the office. And then we will help to get your payment schedule presented. If it's not going to be able to do the $850 or whatever it is, then you just say, this is what I can do. Is it possible? And then we present it. It gets said yes or no. And then you'll know. To take out all the doubt stuff, then you'll just know. But if you don't try, you won't know. Ask. Ask, ask. Right? He who gets not, asks not. Right? You know, so the ask is a mantra. Ask. Keep asking yourself, how am I going to do this? I'm going to do this. You got to show me how. All right, everyone, God bless you. Have a great week ahead. Check out the calendar, the events calendar. Check out the specials, and then check out whatever it is that you need to check out in your life and say, hey, show me something different because this I'm not feeling the love here. I'm not feeling inspired. And then the divine will say, oh, okay, good. You noticed. All right, here. Have something that will shake it up, spice it up, sweeten it up. All right, take care, everyone. God bless, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.